Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Ches Veishir, once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishav Neumann, Luzichus, Rufur Shalema, Rasar Afraid of Aschaya, and Luzichar Nishmas, Chaim Naftali ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Devor Shir Chaya Bas Yaakov Leib. It's also co-sponsored anonymously, the cover that Torah Velom Deha. So we're holding on daf Mem Zayin and Beis, we're at the last Mishnah on Mem Zayin and Beis, which is the middle of a series of three Mishnayos that relate to three different levels of Avodah Zarah status. So the Mishnah that we're up to is going to discuss three different levels of Avanim, of stones that may have Avodah Zarah status with regard to the halachos of being mevatel the shame Avodah Zarah from it. The Gemara is going to talk about the status of a stone that was engraved with a tzura shel Avodah Zarah on the stone itself, whether that's the highest level of Avodah Zarah that cannot become batel easily, or the second level down. Then the Mishnah on the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph is going to talk about three levels of trees. And the majority of Daf Mem Ches is going to be about Avodah Zarah trees, about Asherah trees. The Gemara is going to talk about the status of new growth after one is Mavrich or Markiv L'Shem Avodah Zarah, after one grafts onto a tree L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And then the Gemara is going to try to reconcile the din in our Mishnah that we're going to have in the Mishnah about Gido Upisla L'Shem Avodah Zarah with the Machlokas that we've already had between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, and the Rabbi about an ilan that's planted stam and then is subsequently ne'evad. And the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we can talk about the status of a tree that they keep an Avodah Zarah under the tree. So what does that say about the tree itself? And the Gemara is also going to talk about how you know when you come across an Avodah Zarah tree. Like, what are the indicators that this is a tree that's for Avodah Zarah? The Mishnah on the top of Mem Ches Amud Beis is going to talk about the halachos of sitting in the shade of or passing under an Asherah tree. What's mutter to do, what's going to make you tame, what's not going to make you tame. The Gemara is going to have a discussion if it's even mutter l'chadchila to pass under an Asherah tree that encroaches on a Rosh HaSarabim. The Asherah has no right to take away the whole Rosh HaSarabim, so certainly that's less strict, but the question is it even mutter l'chadchila? And then the last Mishnah on the Daf is going to discuss what you're allowed to plant under an Asherah tree without having to be concerned that you're being nene from the Asherah itself, from the Asherah, by having it supporting your plants, and that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion, which is going to go over into tomorrow's daf, about Zevzegorim. If there are multiple causes for a growth of what you're planting, and one of those causes is Avodah Zarah, whether that's problematic or not. So let's begin at the Mishnah, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, last Mishnah on the page, Shalosh Avanim. There are three levels of stones as far as they relate to their status of Avodah Zarah. Number one, Evan Shechatzva Mitchila Lebimos Harezu Asura. An Evan that you cut out of a mountain, L'chadchila, with the intention of using it for Avodah Zarah, so that is going to be the highest level of Isser, and even if you were never mamed an Avodah Zarah on it, you need an Ovid Kochavim to be mevatel it, or to be pogim it, and if Yisrael is the one that was chotzev from the mountain to do an Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be Asur Ba'anah forever. If it was a guy that did it, a guy could be mevatel it. A Yisrael that did it, the Yisrael cannot be mevatel, it's going to be Asur forever. Siyada, the Kayada, the Shem Avodah Zarah. But let's say this stone was not initially cut out l'shem Avodah Zarah, but you did something to it, you plastered it, you made an image on it l'shem Avodah Zarah, nota mashasiyah v'kiyeh d'mutareh. So the only way to make a mutar banah is to remove whatever you added l'shem Avodah Zarah. Hemet aleh avodah z'chav m'silka harezu mutareh. But if all you did was you put an Avodah Zarah on that stone temporarily, and you never designated that stone to be a bimus l'Avodah Zarah, to be a base for an Avodah Zarah. You just happen to have put an Avodah Zarah on that stone. As soon as you remove the Avodah Zarah from that stone, it's automatically mutter. So says Rabbi Ami, v'shasiyed v'kiyed begufa shel even. This idea that siyed v'kiyed is going to be a problem and is going to remain usher until you remove whatever you added, is only if you added to the actual guf of the stone, to the actual stone itself. But if all you did was plastered on the outside of the stone, then it was never actually worshipped l'shem Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be mutter without any sort of bittul.
Frankly, Gemara Vadumya de Bayis Tanan, but this is the second in a series of Mishnayos, and the first in the series was about Batim, and it seems to be that there's a parallel between the halachos of the Batim and the halachos of the Avanim. U Bayis Lav Begufehu Umitzar, certainly when you're plastering the house, it's not in the stones of the house itself, it's on the stones of the house, and yet nevertheless we said by the Bayis that it's Asr, says Mar Bayis Nami Ika Beni Orve, who says it's not in the stones, in between the bricks, you might have put plaster of the shame of the Zara. So says Gemara, but Milo Askin Sheyava Hadushayai, aren't we talking about where you already filled in between the bricks with the proper amount of cement, and then you plastered over that l'shem of the zara. Eliki itmar de Rabbi Ami linyan bitul itmar. This statement of Rabbi Ami was misunderstood. This initial statement of Rabbi Ami, right at the beginning of the Gemara, was said somewhat differently. And here's how it goes: the afal gav desiyev v'kid begufa shaleven ki natal mashachid eshaper dami. When the Mishnah said the level of a avodah zara when it comes to stones, that if you're messiah or mekayed on it, that all you need to do is remove the decorations that you've added, remove whatever you've added to the stone in order for it to become mutter, that's even true, even if you're messiah to mekayed begufa shaleven, not only over the stone, but even in the stone, even if you engraved into the stone, if you remove that, it's perfectly fine, it's not the same as being chotzev even l'avodah zara. D'mao d'tei makim and shesir v'kiyed begufa shaleven ke'even shechatz v'metchil avodah. I might have thought that since you're engraving in the stone, it's the same as cutting the stone out of the mountain, the shame of the Zara, where it's going to be usher forever if a Jew does such a thing. And that's why he comes to tell me that no, even if you engrave in the stone, it has the status of level 2 of Avodah Zarah, not level 1 that we've been describing. And now we have the third Mishnah in this series of Mishnayos of three levels. Shalosh Asherah, saying there are three levels of Asherah when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Ilan shenatu mitchila l'shem avod zchavim harezu asura. A tree that you plant initially l'shem avod zara, the tree is going to be asur. And again, that means if a guy does it, he's going to have to be mevatelit. If a Jew does it, it's asur forever. Gido upisla l'shem avod zchavim v'hechlif notal mashahechlif. If let's say you start pruning the tree, you start cutting out some branches l'shem the avodah zara, then whatever grows because of what you've done is going to be asur ba'ana, and you have to take whatever additions away in order for the tree to become mutter. Meaning that's talking about a tree that was originally planted not l'shem avodah zara. You've just done work on the tree subsequently l'shem avodah zara. So to be over the gidulin that grow afterwards. So that's all you have to do is take out whatever gidulin grow afterwards and completely burn it, but the rest of the tree, the ikar of the tree, is mutar bana. Hemitachteh avodas kachavim. If all you did is put an avodah zara under the tree, temporarily, v'natla, and you remove that avodah zara, harezu mutaris, then the whole tree is going to be mutter. Rav Zilberstein has, in Chashukei Chemed, he uses this mission as perhaps an answer to a riddle. He has every once in a while, he has a chida. Masai mitzvah lizmar ilan b'shviyas. When is it a mitzvah to prune a tree during Shemitah year? Normally it's an avera to prune a tree during Shemitah year. He says, Mishnah avodah zara mem chasam rav, gido epistle, shem avodah zcham v'hechlif, notal Shehechlif. Rashi explains the Ovid Chavim was Megadea, or Yisrael was the Tzorech Avodah Zarah. So whatever was planted, you have to destroy, you have to burn like a din of Avodah Zarah. So he says, Yeshlis topic, what about during Shemitah when the Gidulim are Avodah Zarah and you need to prune them, Litzorech the tree? It will make the tree better when you prune these branches. So is that a violation of Shemitah and therefore Aser? Or do you say, no, you're doing a mitzvah of being Mevayer avodah zara, and therefore it should be mutter. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chavav tells us that Reish Lakish saw a guy who was pruning his vineyard during Shemitah, and he said to Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Vizamer, the guy is a Yirei Shemayim, and he's being Mizamer during he's being Zomer is Kerem during Shemitah. So he said, no, it could be La'akal Beis Abad Anitzarech. It could be that he needs that wood for the Beis Abad, and he's not really doing it for the sake of the tree. So he says, Halev Yodei Imla Akal Kalos. So Tosav there says, what difference does it make what his what is focus is, what his intention is. He's being mashbiach the kerem. If someone is zomer v'tzarech le'etzim on Shabbos, if someone prunes a tree and he only needs the wood on Shabbos, he's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv mishum kotzer because he needs the wood, and he's chayiv mishum noteya because he's pruning the tree. So why don't you say the same thing over here? Says Tosos, davle ba'osinian devade koshale delek lechayiv mishum noteya. There has to be that he's doing it in a way that's bad for the tree, and that's why it's not a violation of noteya. What you see is that even if you need the wood for some other reason, it's still a violation of being noteya, of being zomer the tree. So maybe you could say that even when you need it to destroy the avodah zarah, if it's beneficial to the tree, it should be usher to do so during Shemitah. But he says it could be that there are heter. Maybe you do it with a shinoi, something that maybe if you do it in a way that's not good for the tree, but that at least might be the answer to a riddle where it might be a mitzvah to be zomer a tree during Shemitah if it's actually not going to benefit the tree when you are zomer. Okay, says the Gemara, Amrit be Rabbi Yanai, v'hu shehivrich v'hirkev begufa shalilan. This idea that the gidulin are usher is only if you graft something directly onto the guf of the tree. Then that which grows afterwards is going to be usher. Says the Gemara, but v'anan gidul pislotanan. That's not what it said in our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah that even if you just cut away branches to help it grow, it's even just a much lesser maisa than grafting or bending over the branch of a tree into then planting it in the ground and growing another tree. Much lesser maisa is enough to aser that which grows afterwards. So we're misunderstanding Rabbi Yanai the same way we misunderstood Rabbi Ami on the previous Mishnah. This is talking about the din of bittul. It's being mechadish that even if what you did is a major maisa like grafting, you could be mevatel the problem. You could take care of the problem by removing that which grew afterwards. That's all you need to do. Meaning, it's still in category 2, and that doesn't rise to the level of category 1 of an ilan shenatu mitchila l'shem avodah zarah. Because one might have thought, kiven dehivrich v'hirkiv begufa shalilan, since you're doing such a chashva maisa on the tree itself, I would think that's considered like you planted a tree l'shem avodah zarah v'litzer kula, and therefore the whole thing should be aser forever. Therefore, it has to tell me no. It's still in category 2 of trees of avodah zarah. Amar Shmuel, Hamishtachav Ilan, if someone bows to a tree, Tosasea Asura, that which grows afterwards, subsequently, is going to be Asur. Meaning, if you bow to the tree, that which you bow to is not Asur, because Mechubal Karka. So Mechubar, that's Nevad, does not become Asur. But whatever grows afterwards, that's going to be Asur. Masvra Blazar, Gido, Pisla, Vodzchavim, the Hechlif, Notel Masha Hechlif. Our Mishnah says that if you cut off some branches, you do something to the tree, l'shem avodah zarah, and whatever grows afterwards you have to take. Gido pislo in, lo gido pislo lo. Sounds like only if you did a physical maisa to the tree are you going to have to worry about that which grows afterwards. But if all you did was mishtachave to the tree, you're not going to have to worry about that which grows afterwards. So Shmuel hamani rabbananhi. So Shmuel will tell you that maybe this is subject to machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we had a machlokas. If you plant an ilan stam, and then you are mishtachvet to the ilan, then one is oved that ilan. So Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbanan held that it's mutter. So the Rabbanan would be the shita in our Mishnah, that only if gido pislo, that's like natua mitchila lekach, the shame, whatever is going to grow afterwards, and the stuff that grows afterwards is going to be aser. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it's aser, will hold that even if you were just mishtachave, whatever grows afterwards is going to be aser. That would have a status of not al shem avodah zarah, then you're mishtachave. Shmuel da amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel is assuming like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda when he says that if you're mishtachave, when Shmuel says if you're mishtachaveh to it, that which grows after your mishtachaveh is going to be aser, is aligned with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a tree that you plant stam and then you are oved, it's going to become aser. Whatever grows afterwards is going to be aser. We're making an assumption over here that both Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanan hold that if you have a tree that was planted stam and then you're mishtachaved to the tree, that the ikar tree is mutter. They only argue about what grows subsequently. That's what Rabbi Yosef is going to be machmir, that what grows afterwards is going to be aser, and the Rabbanan are going to be mekel, and therefore perfectly aligns that as the machlokes between our Mishnah and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, how do you know that that's what the machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbi and the Rabbanan is about? That they're arguing about what grows afterwards, Dilma Tosefes L'Divrei HaKol Aser. Maybe they all agree that if you plant a tree stam and then you're oved that tree, whatever grows afterwards, of course, is going to be Aser. You know what they argue about? Ubi Ikaro Pligi. They argue whether you could change the status of the tree as it was before any additional growth. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef Ikaro Nami Aser. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef even asers the base of the tree. Because the pasuk says that you have to burn the Asherah trees. And we're assuming that that's talking about, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi is assuming that's talking about a tree that was planted not l'shem Avodah Zarah, and then was Ne'avad. V'Rabbanan Savri, Iker Ilan Shari, and the Rabbanan would hold, no, the Iker tree remains mutter. It's only the growth that comes after that's Aser. D'chsev Ashrayim Tegadeun, because it says Ashrayim Tegadeun, which sounds like you just have to cut away pieces of the tree, and the base of the tree can remain the same. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan, that when you plant a tree stam, and then you're ovate it, that the whatever grows afterwards is Aser, but the base of the tree is mutter. Ezu Ilan Shigidu Aser, Karoshari, what would be a tree where parts of it are usr, parts that grow are usr, but the base of it is mutter? Haviyomer, Elon shouldn't tell himself avadal. So bottom line, it would turn out that the machlokas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan, we may have totally misunderstood. The machlokas may be only about that which grows subsequently, the machlokas may only be about that which is there initially, but whatever grows subsequently, maybe everybody agrees is usr. Says Gemara, v'chitei ma'adlo mitartinun hachi, but that's not the way we explained it in the Gemara previously. Sa'epach, Rabban, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabban. Okay, so switch the way we explained it previously, meaning you're going to have to figure out who attaches significance to which pasuk, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef is the one that emphasizes Ashrayim Tisrafun Be'esh, that the whole thing has to be chucked, and the Rabbanan are the ones that emphasize Tigadeilun, that no, part of the tree yes, part of the tree no. So we could switch it around, but says Gemara, in Kain Gido Epistle Man Katanila, Lo Rabbanan Lo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef. But then our Mishnah aligns with nobody. Because what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says you do some physical act to the tree, to l'shem avodah zarah, after it's already planted, and our Mishnah says that you only have to worry about that which grew afterwards. That doesn't seem to fit anybody, because Rabbanan, if you hold like the Rabbanan, who are mekil with the ikar of the tree, and are only machmir about the subsequent growth, that's when you're mishtachava, that's when you didn't even do a physical act to the tree. Irabanan below Gido Pistol Nami Tosefes Asura. In order to have a case where that which grows subsequently is Asura, you don't need to tell me Gido Pistol. Even if all you did was Mishtachavet to the tree, you'd have such a halacha. And Ir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Ikari Lanami Asur. And if you assume like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing would become Asur if you're Gido Pistol. Not like our Mishnah says that only the subsequent growth is Asur. So Gemara says, Iba Yisem Rabbanan, Iba Yisem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. No, it could be that our Mishnah aligns with either Shita, the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Iba Yisem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Kikam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda below Gido Pistol, Iker Ilan Bistama. You know, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is much more machmir than our Mishnah, even in the case where you did less. All you did was mishtachavet to the tree, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says the whole thing is aser. The iker, the tosa, whatever, the whole entire tree is aser. Yeah, maybe that's because all you did was mishtachavet. Aval gido pislo, you might think it's worse when you actually do a physical act on the tree to help it grow further, but no, maybe it's better. Maybe when gido pislo goli adaiti de betosefes nichle beikarilo no nichle, maybe gido pislo, since it's so obvious that when gido pislo, what you're doing is you're trying to promote future growth, maybe all that becomes usher is future growth. You're being megaladas that which was there before is insignificant to you, and that's why you're dafka promoting future growth. So in a chinami, it turns out backwards from the way we've been understanding it, that even though you did a lesser action by being mishtachvet to the tree, that's worse because you're showing that you value the entire tree. So the whole thing's going to be asabana. But if you did a greater action, megadea, your postal that you do some pruning, some cutting, and you're trying to promote more growth of the tree, so that's megaladas, that's all you're interested in. And the ikar tree is nothing to you. Ibai say merabanan, or it could be that we're assuming like the rabbanan, gidu epislo, it's srichalei. And the chiddush is that gidu epislo, you're only going to have to worry about the tosefes. That sal gadai dechamina, kivin davel de maisa begufe, ikri the Nami Litzer, Hamash Milan. Yeah, maybe the Rabbanan hold that even if you're just Mishtachabet, you have to worry, the Tosefis is Asir. Why did the Mishnah tell me a case where you actually did a Maisa that the Tosefis is Asir? To be Mechadesh, that even though you did a Maisa, it's still just the Tosefis that's Asir. But the Iker Ilan remains Mutter. Good, so that is how we reconcile our Mishnah with the Machlok Shabbos Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Says the Mishnah, Ezo Asherah. What is an Asherah? The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. What do you mean, Ezo Asherah? Isn't that what we were doing for the last 20 lines? So the Gemara is going to deal with that. So anything that has under it an Avodah Zarah, Reb Shimon Omer Kol Sha'ov Dinosah. No, not that there's an Avodah Zarah under it, that you worship the tree itself. And there was a story in Sidon with a tree that they worshipped, and they found underneath it a gal. They found a pile of stones. Go investigate this pile of stones. Ubadku, they did. Umatsu botsura, and they found an image there. Amalen hol tsura hinov did not elena si ilan. He says, okay, so we see what they were really being oved was the tsura, and therefore we could be matur the ilan because that wasn't the ikur avoda. Ezu Asherah, says Gemara, what kind of questions does the Mishnah start with? What is an Asherah Vanan? Shalosh Asherahs Tanan. We just got through a Mishnah. It told us three levels of Asherah. Now, Hachikamar, what we meant to say as follows, Shtayim Divrei Hakol, V'achas Machlokas Reb Shimon Rabbanan. The first two levels, that there's no argument about. This third level that we had in the top Mishnah on the page, of Hemid Tachteha Avodah Zarah, that's actually subject to Machlokas Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. When Hemid Tachteha, is it that the Asherah itself, the tree itself, is Nevad and is Asur? Or no, it's just the thing underneath it. Ezri Asher Kol Sheish Tachta Avodas Chavim, if there's an Avodah Zarah under it, Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Sha'ovdim Osa. Rabbi Shimon says anything that you worship the tree itself, but something under it would not be problematic. Ezri Asherah Stam, how do you identify an Asherah? When you just see trees, how do you know what's an Asherah? So Amarav, Kol Shekomrim Yoshvin Tachta Vein Tomin Miperoseh. You see a tree that's producing this beautiful fruit, and you see these very religious looking of the Avodah Zarah sitting under the tree, and none of them are eating the fruit of the tree. It must be that that's l'shem avodah zarah. Ushmuel amar afilu amri hani tamari lebe nitzrafi aser. Even if they're saying that this fruit is going to be used for a certain avodah zarah called bein nitzrafi, it's going to be aser. Because what we assume is derami. I mean, even if they're eating it, but they're saying that we should save some of these fruits for bein nitzrafi, it's going to be aser. Derami be shichra v'shasilei biyom edam. Because what they plan on doing with these dates is to make a beer out of it, and they're going to drink it on the festival. Amar Amemar, Amar the Sabi de Pumbedisa, Hilks like a Shmuel. That the Sabi de Pumbedisa said that we paskin like Shmuel in this case. Okay, new mission at the top of Mem Ches Amin Beis. Lo Yeshe Betzila, a person should not sit in the shade of an Asherah tree, Ve'im Yashav Tahar. And if a person does sit in the shade of an Asherah tree, it's Tahar. Lo Yavar Tachteha, a person is not supposed to pass underneath an Asherah tree, Ve'im Avar Tameh. And if he does pass underneath an Asherah tree, he's Tameh. Ha'isa Gozeles Asarabim, Ve'avar Tachteha, Tahar. But let's say the Asherah tree was branching out over a Rishus HaRabim, so that it has no right to be branching out over a Rishus HaRabim. So if you pass underneath a tree when you're just walking through the Rishus HaRabim, then you're going to be tar. You're not going to be tummy. Tame. Rav Zilberstein discusses if a person finds a Sefer Torah out in the field, if it's not a Shas Sakana, he should stay on Shabbos, he can't carry it, he should stay with the Sefer Torah to protect it. He says, yeah, and what if the Sefer Torah is underneath an Asherah tree? So then do you sit there anyway to protect it? Okay, and you know, it doesn't happen every day, but so the Shaila is which halacha wins, to protect it, or do you assume that you're going to be Nana from the Tzel? So he points out, Shulchan Aruch says in Yardes Ibn Kuf Membeis, an Asherah, whether it's Nevad or whether there's Elilim Munachim Tachtel, there's Avodah Zarah under it, you're not allowed to be Yoshev Betzila. And Rabbi Kivega writes that Vamabit Perkira Sefer Kasav Dasarach Midrabanan, that that's only an Issa Drabanan because the Tzel is a Dover She'in Bo Mamish. It's like Shalheves is Ein Bo Mamish, Tzel is Ein Bo Mamish, so the whole Issa is only Midrabanan. So it could be for Kavarat Torah, you're allowed to violate a Din Drabanan, just like you're allowed to be Matzil Kisvei HaKodesh Mipnei Hadleika, because the whole list of being Matzil Mipnei Hadleika is Midrabanan. So too for Kavarat Torah, it could be that that you're allowed to violate a Drabanan. Okay, says the Gemara here, Lo Yesha Betzila Pshita, you're not allowed to sit in the shade of the tree. Isn't that obvious that you're not allowed to do that? You're being Nene from the Avodah Zarah. Now we're not talking about sitting in the direct shade of the tree. We're talking about sitting in the Tzel Tzila, in the shade of the shade. Machlok Rishonim, what exactly Tzel Tzila means, but we're going to see that we're going to contrast Tzel Tzila with Tzel Komasa. So the way most of the Rishonim understand is the shade that's provided up to the height of the tree. Let's say it's a 10-foot high tree. So the shade that's provided up until 10 feet, that's Tzel Komasa. But when the shadow stretches beyond the height of the tree, that whatever's beyond the height, that's called Tzel Tzila. The Rambam seems to understand differently. The Rambam says, whatever is the Tzel of the trunk of the tree is the Tzel Komasa. The Tzel of the branches, which are not like solid, so there's like some space in between, that's called Tzel Tzila. Either way, the point is supposed to be that Tzel Tzila is a weaker form of shade than Tzel Komasa. So the Gemara is telling us that the Chiddush in our Mishnah is that not only is it us to sit underneath the primary shade of the tree, you're not even allowed to sit under the Tzel Tzila. So it must be, says the Gemara, that the Tzel Komasa is more strict. So if you're not allowed to sit under the Tzel Tzila, but you're tired if you do so, then Tzel Komasa must be there even Tame if you do it. Says Gemara, lo, dafilu b'tzel komasa nami im yashav tahar. Even if you sit under the Tzel Komasa, you're going to be tahar. The chiddush of the Mishnah is v'akamash, the chiddush of Rabbi Bar Chana, v'akamash mon, dafilu b'tzel tzila lo yeshev. The chiddush is that you're not allowed to sit under Tzel Tzila. You might have thought that Tzel Tzila is totally mutter. Ika demasna sefa. Some have this conversation as it relates to the sefa, where the sefa said im yashav tahar, that if you do sit under the cell of the tree, then it's going to be tar. Pshita, isn't it obvious that you're tar? Some rabbi b'chanan rabbi yochanan nitzcha el tzel komasa. No, the chiddush is that even though you're not by tzel tzila, you're by tzel komasa, you're still tar. Ooh, mechal del tzel tzila afil lechachil yeshev. That makes it sound like tzel tzila's got to be one level less strict, which means that you're even allowed to sit lechachila. Lo, hakamashman, dafil tzel komasa im yashav tar. No, it's telling me a chiddush that even Tzel Komasa, if you sit under Tzel Komasa, you're going to be tahar. Now in the Mishnah, the Ran points out, the Reish of the Mishnah spoke about the Isra of Yeshiva, right? It says that lo yeshev bitzila, don't sit in the shade of the tree. And the Seifa is a Lashon of Ha'avara, right? We said v'im avar tamei v'lo yavor tachteha, don't pass under the tree. Why does it switch from yeshev to avara? Meaning what l'chora really switches is not whether you're sitting or passing. What really switches is whether you are in the tzel or you are directly under the tree. So why does it change the Lashon from yeshev Ta'avara? So this is the Ran's kasha, and the Ran has two approaches. Number one, he says the Isra in the Tzel is only be yeshiva, and not ba'avara. Because Mi'ikra Adin, the halacha is like the Shita Mesachas Pesachim. We're going to try to get for all Shloshim Yom Lefnei Chag a Pesachim connection. And in the second paragraph of Mesachas Pesachim, it says the Gemara talks about, there's a whole sugi about Efshar v'kamachavein, Efshar v'lokamachavein. Remember when I was in 11th grade in Rabbi Hechshir, we were learning the second paragraph of Mesachas Pesachim, and he gave you the example that when he used to drive to YU from Queens, he would pass by the Stella Doro factory every day. He could smell the smell from the Stella Doro factory. So we didn't have yeshiva on Pesach, but he said, what if we had yeshiva on Pesach? Does he have to not take, I don't know if it was the Cross Bronx or whichever highway, does he have to not take that route because he's going to be nana from the smell of Avodah Zarah. So there's a whole sugi over there about in the second paragraph of Pesachim, and the Gemara says that if it's efshar to avoid, you have the ability to avoid, and you're not having kavana to be nana, you're just trying to get to where you're going, it's mutter. So if that's the case, we should have been matir even yeshiva, as long as you're not trying to be nana from the shade of the tree. So what's going on over here? But Chazal Choshesh, that maybe you'll stay there long enough to the point where you will be mechaving to be nehene from the tree, and therefore they were only matir ha'avara. They were only matir passing by. They weren't matir sitting there, as opposed to in the Seifa, which is a din of tuma. It's not a din of hana'a. In the Seifa, we're talking about tuma. So that's going to be asr, even if you have no kavana. And then the Ran says another possibility, that there's no difference between yeshiva and avara. The difference is whether you're having kavana to be nana which is going to be asr, and if you have no kavana to be nana, it's going to be mutter. It's just that it's normal that when you sit under a tree, you're doing that on purpose to get hana'a. When you pass under a tree, typically you're not trying to get hana'a from the tree. You just happen to be passing by the area. So those are the two approaches of the Ran. There are nafkaminas. There's what to talk about. Just another point over here. In the Rishonim, there are two reasons given for passing under a tree that's gozelus as harabim. The Mishnah said that if the tree is gozelus as harabim, that it encroaches over the rishos harabim, and you pass under it, you're tahar, you're not tameh. So Rashi says, because the whole tumah of avodah zarah being metame ba'ola, I mean, what's the concern when you pass under a tree that has an avodah zarah under it, that the avodah zarah is metame ba'ola? So you and the avodah zarah are both under the same ovel. So Rashi says, yeah, that's a tumah midrabanan, and that's explicit that way in the Yerushalmi in the third paragraph of avodah zarah, that the reason the tumah of avodah zarah is not really, it's only a din midrabanan, and therefore they're mitayr in a case where it's gozel as harabim. Because why should it why should the rabbanan be gozer to ruin the entire rishos harabim? However, the Ravid explains that since rabim are over misham, it takes away the chashash. Meaning, we're not talking about a case where you see an avodah zarah under the tree. There's an assumption that if it's an avodah zarah tree, there must be an avodah zarah under it, and therefore it's going to be metameyu ba'ohel. But if rabim over misham, if there are lots of people constantly walking by there, then there's not. Then we have the right to assume that it's probably been kicked out of the way at some point. So says the Gemara further now, v'lo yavar tachteha v'im avar tameh. We said you're not allowed to pass underneath the tree, and if you do, you're going to be tameh. My taima. So like we were just saying, well, what's the reason that you're going to be tameh? It's impossible that there's no tikrovus of adzara under the tree. So money, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, this must be something like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, that tikrovus of adzara is mitameh ba'ol. D'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira omer, minayin the tikrovus of adzachavim shemitameh ba'ol. How do we know that the Krovus of Avodah Zarah is in fact Mitame Ba'ol? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ve'yitzmedu lebal par, Ve'yochlu zivchei mesim, that we compare it to zivchei mesim. Ma meis Mitame Ba'ol, just like a mace is Mitame Ba'ol, after Krovus of Avodah Zarah is Mitame Ba'ol. Haisa gozelis is Rabbim Barbatach Te'atar. Now we said if the tree is gozelis Rabbim, it encroaches on the Rishas Rabbim, it hovers over the area of the Rishas Rabbim, so then if you pass underneath such a tree, it's Tahar, even though you're Tahar, even though it's an Asherah tree. So in Bayilu, Avar or Over? Are we saying that you're allowed to do this? Or are we saying that if you do, you are tar? Those are very different things. Is this even mutar l'chadchila? So the Gemara says what sounds at first to be a machlokas. Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar mishmei d'chizki amar over, that you're even allowed to do it l'chadchila. Rabbi Yochanan amar im avar. Rabbi Yochanan says no, only if you do it, but you're not allowed to do it l'chadchila. Says the Gemara, but velo pligi. They're not actually arguing. Hadi ika dirka achrina, hadalaka dirka achrina. It all depends. Is there another way to go? Is there another path you could take? If there's another path you could take, then don't take this path. It's only im avar you're going to be tar. But if there's no other path to take, then you're even allowed to do lecharchila. Amar Rav Sheshes Lashamir, Rav Sheshes, who is blind, that's clear in the 10th parak of Pesachim, when the Gemara talks about Siprit Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Rav Sheshes, who was blind, said to his Shamish, Kimatis Lasim Arhitini, when you get to the Asherah tree that encroaches over the Rosh Hasharabim, I want you to rush me through that area. Seichidami. Well, what's the case exactly? If there's no other path to go, why does he have to rush him through that area? Mishrashari, it's mutter. V'idika dir kachrina. And if there is another path to go, kemar hitni mishari. Why is it mutter to run through? I mean, you run through, you're still going to be, you can't outrun the tumma, right? You're going to run through. It's not tumma. The isser over here. You're going to still be. It's still aser. Says mar liom delaka dir kachrina. Now we're talking about a case where there was no other derech. Va'adam chashuv shayni. But Rav Sheshes was an adam chashuv, and he felt that he had to be machmir because he was an adam chashuv. He had to be extra machmir in inyanim of avodah zarah. In the Kovitz Kol Torah, quoted in the Panini Alach section on the Masif Tovia, they say that Rav Kreiswood, Zichrono Levracha, said in a drasha that he remembers once by the Brisker Rav saying that all of the biggest chumras that his father, Reb Chaim, was personally knowing, you know, the Briskers are known for their personal chumras, so all of the biggest chumras that Reb Chaim was knowing were dafka in the dinim of Avodah Zarah and the dinim of Shabbos. And the reason is because the notion of Adam Chashav Shaini comes up in Shas dafka in those two contexts, in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So Reb Chaim held that he had the status of Adam Chashav insofar as it was mechayev him, and therefore he kept dafka the chumras that an adam chashuv should keep dafka in those two areas. There is also a discussion. What does this mean, dirka achrini? Tosos writes that dirka achrini means when there's a derech acheres that's k'tzara kimozu, that's just as short as it. Dirka achrini means there's another way that doesn't add any time to your trip, that's just as short as this path. Because if the other way is longer, so then ein l'davar sof, you could always like go around the globe, you know, the other way. So like that's it would be ridiculous. It would to say that if another derech that's aruch, that's longer. In Shubas Az Nidbarov, and Yamin Zilber was asked if you could learn from Tosos when it comes to other halachos of Dirka Achrina. The Gemara, for example, tells us in Maseches Bava Basra that if a person is not allowed to pass by Nashima Umdos Ala Kvisa, where the women are doing the laundry, they roll up their sleeves, they hack up their dresses because they don't want to get their clothing soaking wet when they're doing the laundry, so they're not dressed Tzenua. A person is not allowed to walk by that area. So the Gemara says, Afilu, even if he's Otsemenav, even if he closes his eyes, he's not going to look. Because the Gemara says, obviously, if he's looking, then he's a Rasha. What's there to talk about? So the Gemara says, no, even if he closes his eyes, it's going to be Aser. But the Gemara over there says that he has to go on another derech. So is that only if the other derech is just as short also? Meaning we just say the same thing Tosafot says over here, or even if the other derech is longer? So Binyamin Zilber says it depends why the person is called a Rasha even if he closes his eyes. Is it because he shows that he just doesn't have Yiras HaChet, that he's putting himself close to a potential Isser? So it could be that if the other derech is longer, then it's not that he doesn't have Yiras HaChet, he just doesn't want to take forever to get there. Or maybe no, maybe the reason is that there's a Cheshash Hirur, even if he closes his eyes, knowing what he's passing by, that alone is going to get into his head and cause a chashash here. He says, if that's the case, then even when the other derech is longer, one would have to take the other derech. So that's why he makes a talui in those two tzadim. Let's see the Mishnah. There's more to say, but let's see the Mishnah. Zorin takta yirakos b'mosa gishamim, avalo b'mosa chama. You're allowed to plant underneath the tree, the Asherah tree, vegetables during the winter months, because the every bit of sunlight the vegetables can get are needed during the winter months. So you're going to plant under it, and it's not going to get sunlight. It's going to be harmful to the vegetables. The tree's actually hurting the vegetables, not helping them. But not b'mosa chama. B'mosa chama, the shade is quite helpful. V'achazirin lo b'mosa chama v'lo b'mosa gishamim. Chazirin is lashon chazeras. another Pesach connection, right? If you have lettuce there, then lo bimosach hama, lo bimosach shamim. We assume the tree is always helpful to it. Rabbi Yossi Amar aflo yirakos bimosach shamim. That even other vegetables you're not allowed to plant there. Bimosach shamim mipnei shanavia nosheres alein vavelan lezevel, because the leaves will fall off of the tree and will land on the plants, on the vegetables, and that will be like a fertilizer that's therefore going to help the vegetables. So says the Gemara, the Maimon, Rabbi Yossi Savar Zevezagori Maser, Rabbanan Ami Zevezagori Mutter. It sounds from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds you can't have vegetables under the tree, because even though the vegetables are primarily nourished by the ground and by other things, but there is some fertilization that's happening from the leaves. So it's a Zevezagori, the two of them in combination are promoting the growth of these vegetables, and Rabbi Yossi says that's problematic. But the Rabbanon have no problem with it. Apparently the Rabbanon holds Zevezagorim is mutter. But frankly, Gemara ha'ibcha shamin elahu, didn't we learn the exact opposite to Tanan? Rabbi Yossi amr shochek v'zorah l'ruach. You found the kli with a tzura on it, l'shem avodah zarah. Grind it up, throw it into the wind, or mat liyam, or into the ocean. Amr lo, and the Chacham said, afi nasa zevel. It's going to be zevel, it's going to land in the field, and it's going to help promote the growth in the field. V'nemar liyidbok v'yarchamuhum v'minacherim. So kashad Rabbanon ad Rabbanon, kashad Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. It's a double stira. The Rabbanon over there, in that case, are worried about the Zevzegorim, because yeah, it's going to fertilize the field, but it's not going to be all that's not going to be the only thing that promotes the growth in the field. And the Rabbanon are still worried, whereas Rabbi Yossi is not worried. He thinks he could throw it and it's perfectly fine. So says more Bishlam ad Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi lo kasha. Rabbi Yossi maybe is not such a stira, because hasam dekaz li ibud matir, hacha de lo kaz li ibud aser. You know, there's a big difference once you've burnt it and ground it up and it's no longer an avodah zarah bechlal. That's why he doesn't care so much that it's fertilizing a field. But over here you're talking about leaves that just in its natural state, they just fell off of the tree. Maybe that's a much bigger problem. Maybe that still has the status of an avodah zarah. But Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss how to deal with the issue of the stira within the sheet of the Rabbanan and Zevezegorim.